extra warm winter socks from all leading retailers. Underworks, the number wonder down under for winter socks.
Now, the Bundesliga during the week, because they started up, you know, the famous Bundesliga that we've been speaking about, Boxy. The Germans. You know what they did on the weekend? What they did is unbelievable. It looked like there was a crowd. So they got a cardboard cutout. So, you know, the one that's sort of me in the studio, you know, that big life size. What they did was they got season ticket holders, life size cutout, and they paid $20 each, and they filled the whole stadium by putting it on a chair, like on the seat that they'd be sitting at. Unbelievable.
So if I bought a ticket to the Bundesliga, they would have put my face.
Your picture, yeah.
What pleasure do you get out of it?
Just looks like there's a crowd. And obviously they were playing crowd noise.
Does anyone see your face?
Pardon?
Does anyone see your face on the cutout?
It's full. Like, it's full life size. When they span to the crowd, it looks like that person sitting there. It was unbelievable. The money that would have gone into that. Now, the AFL have announced overnight that in November, when the AFL Grand Final is on, that obviously no people, spectators now will be at the ground. Only 50, I think, till round 22 allowed it in. But 30,000 people may attend the AFL Grand Final, which is big news. Big news, considering the MCG fits 110,000. 30,000 people, which is amazing.
Oh, look, it's great. It's a great forecast. I hope we get there.
Not Jane Bunn. It was Jane Bunn didn't do it.
But I say forecast, Bev, because a lot can happen before November.
Yeah. Just a lot.
You've got to have these things
in place.
Oh, I agree, and that's why it's a great forecast.
Yeah. But I just wonder, like, 30,000 people, you know, if I was running the AFL and Gil was just sitting on his farm and doing whatever he does, watching Sky, and I was in charge, I wouldn't give any corporates any tickets. I wouldn't give anyone. I'd be giving them to the members that have been 10 years plus. If they make the grand final, I'd be handing tickets out to the people that have stood by their club. No corporates. Just a grand final for the fans.
Actually, Fev, really good point, and I love that you've brought that up, and I hope that you can hold the AFL accountable to that because...
Oh, I'll have a chat with Gil.
But do you think, because let's be honest, corporates are going to get heaps, because Gil wants all the money from the corporates, so the only way to get all their money to support the AFL and keep it afloat is to give them all the free tickets, so that's what happens.
But I think that this year's totally different. This year's a year for trialling. And if I was Gil and I was sitting there and I was going, I just wonder what the feedback would be on me if I just gave every fan a ticket and not the corporates. I'm tipping he would get a lot of ticks, don't you reckon?
He would, but do the fans keep him in a job or do the corporates?
Well, mate, there's no footy without fans. I've said
this
before.
Fans don't vote him in, do they? They don't elect the president of the AFL.
But if you play over 200 games, you get one ticket for the grand final. So if Gil is listening, make sure you send my ticket.
so screw the corporates, but please keep looking after Fev's personal interests.
Yeah, he's going to
sell it. Okay. So Fev can sell it.
I love that. I bet Gil will suck up to whoever keeps him in a job.
Ooh, okay. We'll see how it plays out.
That's an outrageous thing to say.
Wow, there's a headline.
Isn't that what everyone does?
Oh, I suppose, generally.
To a degree?
Hmm. I don't think that he... Really?
I did. Everybody looks after their own.
Who would be the people he sucks up to?
Well, the people who are responsible for him having that job, and I don't know who they are.
Big dog.
I'm guessing the big power players.
Mm.
Is it?
I'll tell you who they are. They're
who are they?
Eddie McGuire. He's part
there
of that
go.
Board. Fev.
All the big dogs.
I don't think I lifted the veil of...
Well,
I don't think that's a secret.
No, but say, for example, if Telstra is a major partner of the AFL, does Gil look after the Telstra board over some Collingwood members? Is what I guess what Fev's saying.
That might be in the grand final.
Okay. Okay, anyway.
You're listening to Highlights of Fifi, Feb and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To hear the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch-Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
This guy is a good mate of the show. He is a stand-up comic, and his comic show, Kenny Tonight, was a huge hit during Pilot Week on 10. It received its own series, and it's back again for another series tonight.
Kenny Tonight is back, baby.
That's right, honey.
Shh.
Oh. And this time, it's personal.
No, you're fine. Will you marry me?
What, you've got something stuck in your teeth? You might need a toothpick.
Troy Kinney and his favourite friends are determined to make your Monday nights a little naughty.
No. I'll tell you what, the fart sound effect has got Feb on board immediately for tonight. 9:30 on 10, and Troy Kinney, the very highbrow Troy Kinney, is on the line.
I feel obligated to point out, but I've just realised it makes it nothing better. That's not actually a fart noise. It's the sound of a grown man doing a raspberry on another grown man's belly. But it's just
bad. Now, Troy, I mean, we've been friends, mates, for so long. It's been too long, firstly, since we've spoken to you.
It has been too long.
What's happened over the last couple of years? I popped out a kid. I mean, what have you been up to? We haven't been in touch.
Well, we've been in touch a couple of times when I did the first Kinney show, you were supposed to appear on that, but I think you were having a kid. And then remember last series, Kinney Tonight 1, I thought, I'll work this in and I was going to have you appear on it involving Trixie, your kid.
That's right.
You pulled out of that as well. So I planned on it for series 2, but luckily for you, there's a pandemic and we couldn't film it, so I just got out of it again.
Wasn't I in hospital? Remember I was in hospital sick as a dog, Troy?
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
No, but that was, remember, no, Troy, you did. You called me when I was, nobody knew I was pregnant.
I was in hospital
and I was on a drip and I literally couldn't get out of the hospital. Anyway.
Yeah. I did offer to bring the cameras to the hospital, but still.
It was a nice touch. Yeah.
That would have been a good
thing. I'm willing to let go what we were going to do because I reckon Steve and Byron might hook this up themselves. It's worth it. Mm. We had this organised. We had a lady in with a lie detector and we were going to put to rest finally, do new mums really love their children as much as they say on Instagram? So we were going to hook Fifi up. And to this day, because I thought we were still going to do it, if a cop pulls me over and looks through my phone, I've got a folder full of photos and videos of Trixie from your Instagram that's going to get me in trouble.
Yeah, that doesn't look right. No.
That's not right. Now, Troy, we're so excited. This is going to be great tonight. Kinney Tonight, 9:30 on 10. I've got a few things to ask. What can we expect? But also, what have you been up to in lockdown? How have you been going in lockdown?
Well, this was kind of interesting during the process because we filmed for 3 weeks, but we got shut down with 1 week to go. So we missed out on a week and we sort of looked through it all and went, oh, yeah, we've got enough to film. So I edit the show as well. So I went into edit mode, which is my own little isolation mode. And just like usual isolation mode for people, I too put on a bit of isolation padding while I'm isolating. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Then they decided, actually, we can film a couple more bits under these new restrictions. And I'm like, hang on a second. I don't exactly match continuity-wise at the moment. So as a bit of an Easter egg, I thought, oh, well, people at home can sort of pick, oh, look, in this scene as it cuts back to Troy, that was clearly a shot where he'd been in isolation for 2 weeks and put on 5 kilos of padding. And I thought, I'll run it by my brother and wife to see if, you know, see if it's funny. Every second scene, oh, is that it? Is that it? Like, no, that's the ones where I'm looking half decent.
Getting fat shamed.
So that idea has been scrapped purely for my ego.
Hey, mate, you're a past nominated Logie person. What do you think about them? You a bit upset they're being cancelled?
Oh, yeah, because this is my year. I felt it.
Could have got silver.
I guess we'll never know, Troy. Yeah.
Well, if you want proof, I've been in isolation. I didn't even know they'd be cancelled.
No one even knew that they were still on, so
we'll be watching, though. Kinney Tonight returns tonight. You won't see the Trixie and Fifi bit. That's for a future series. But anyway, 9:30 p.m. on 10. Kinney Tonight. Good to check in with you, Troy.
Great. Love you guys. Thanks so much.
Everybody talking about virtual trivia.
It's Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Every Tuesday night, we give you the chance to win $5,000 cash with virtual trivia.
We're also playing every day at 7 a.m. so you can pocket even more cash.
Listen up, because we're about to give you one of the answers for tomorrow. What is Brad Pitt's real full name? We'll reveal the answer in a few minutes.
Keep listening. It could score you some easy money. We'll be back straight after this on The Fox.
It's definitely radio first. No radio station has given away their boss.
That's right. And we have our boss in the studio.
Mando.
Good
morning. I'm a little bit nervous. I've heard that Fev's going to make me cry.
No,
it's no different to any other day. Yes,
I just want to get the inner side of Amanda. We all know, you know, you put up a front and you're our boss, so you've got to do that to get us up and about. But deep down, I reckon there's a really nice person in there.
Okay, thanks, well, Dr. Phil.
this is the thing. You see, we've said this, Mando. You've been on dating apps through ISO. It's been a bit harder to date. We want you to be happy, and I think everyone wins in an office when their boss is happily in love. And there are lots of eligible men around Melbourne, and we've said if you've got a boss that would like to date our boss, we think you'd sort of be, that'd be someone like you. A lot of pressure on them. You could talk about it. Mm-hmm. You could talk about boss stuff.
Someone
to talk back to her would be nice, Boxy.
Well, this is the thing, and we've said this. We had our list the other day from you when you were 24, and all the attributes you were looking for in a man. But we thought about this. We haven't actually got to the heart of you and what you're looking for, and maybe learn a bit more about yourself. So, could we talk about, if you don't mind, could we talk about your dating life thus far? Like maybe how many relationships you've been in.
Wow, okay.
Is this too intimate? I can't tell.
No, not at all.
You are my boss, so at any time, tell me if I'm being inappropriate.
Don't fudge the numbers.
Okay, I'll be honest. I've had probably 3 long-term relationships from about 18 to now.
How long?
My longest would have been my last one, which was about 6.5, 7 years.
Whoa.
It was a long time, and I was actually engaged.
You're engaged. What happened there?
I don't know. Our worlds didn't align anymore. If I can be transparent, I moved back to Melbourne. It's my home, my friends and family here. And I got my dream job working with you guys, but working at the Fox. And it was something that was always in my plans. And
so your fiance didn't want to come back with you at all?
No, he didn't want to come back. So
what a prick.
Thanks, Fair.
Not very nice.
So we separated and life moves on.
So did we sort of cost you your love life. So you came back to be our boss.
Well.
And they're the reason that, oh, dear.
So if you didn't get your job with us, you'd still be in Perth engaged?
Married, maybe.
I don't know. Now I look back. If you asked me this 6 months ago, you probably would have me in tears. But I think you look back and you go, sometimes it's just not meant to be. And I don't think I was meant to be in that relationship anymore. To be really honest.
But if you didn't get this job, would you still be engaged?
Maybe not. Maybe something else that broke us up.
I think I'm very glad that you came to be our boss. and I agree with you. I think you're in a better place. And
it's a sad story.
Well, you wanted me to open up. There you go.
No, this is great. This is very brave.
This is not me. This happens to many. And I think part of it, I think for some people who might be a boss or, you know, a career woman. Sometimes men are intimidated by that.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's funny you say that, Mando, because I think other women would relate to particularly moving interstate. I've had one of my relationships fell over because I wouldn't move interstate because of my job required me to be in another state. I think that that's a tough call to make. I think that's really relatable. What about heartbreak? Like, when have you had your heart broken? Maybe separate to that example.
I don't think I have. I think if you're getting to know me, I'm always very Oprah, but I always think everything happens for a reason. So right now, my Mr. Right's still out there, which is positive, but I don't think I've ever had my heart broken. I think I've just got on with life.
Wow.
Other than my separation,
would be heartbreaking, no matter how you felt.
That was tough.
hey, so you have been engaged and then you left your fiance and come here. So pretty tough to get back in the game. Have you had relationships since then?
You know the answer to that. So
I don't. What? Hang on. What do you mean?
I've had a sneaky pash.
With somebody who?
Perhaps after one of our singles parties last year.
Was this guy on maths?
No, he wasn't on maths. He was on a reality show.
He wasn't?
No, he was on a reality show, but not
Yeah,
maths.
Was he on, no, what's it called? Bachelor.
Possibly.
Does he have a wine company?
Pass.
Hang on.
No, it was only a pash, that's it.
Jared
it was only,
Woodgate.
You know, you have to get back on the horse at some time.
Yeah.
So, okay, this is a bombshell.
Feb just said his name.
Our boss has pashed Jared Woodgate.
She pashed Jared Woodgate and poor Kira wanted to fight and it was on.
Was Kira around?
No.
Had they broken up?
No, they'd broken up. Yeah.
Sorry, guys, I sit down for a second. That is huge. We need to add that everyone needs to take that into consideration. That you've been with a bachelor star, Mando.
Yeah, but that's it's
Bondo Rescue, Bachelor.
Bondo Rescue.
What's next?
What is happening?
No, I just need a really great guy who's friends and family orientated, bit of fun, social. I can take to an event or a party, and they can just look after themselves.
Mando, did Jared stalk you after you passed him?
Come on.
Stop.
This is not the main message.
Let's go back on topic.
It's pretty funny,
though. No, I think we've learned a bit. What if you were to, and this is a vulnerable moment, if you were to name your biggest flaw and what you'd want to hide from somebody, what would that be?
Good question.
It's a really good question. I think I have OCD, definitely.
Mm.
I think I'm a bit of a, everything needs to be neat in a certain way. And that's probably where in my past relationship, I probably nagged a lot because things weren't the certain way. So that would probably be one of my flaws. I just have to go with the flow a little bit more sometimes.
Okay.
Not be so organized.
And that you could even apply that to your work life too.
Yes.
And not, like,
what are you
put
saying?
So much pressure on the people on around.
Take it a bit easy. That's a great message.
Less meetings.
Maybe no meetings. Yeah. Well, no, guys, now the dating part of all of this, we've been at this for a few days now, but the dating part of this actually starts later this week. So we're still building the candidates, but we're going to move quick on this. So keep the DMs coming through to both our Facebook and our Instagram, Fifi, Fev, Byron. We are moving closer, and hopefully, guys, we feel like we know Amanda a bit more, just even from having an honest conversation like this.
No, it's nice. And if Jared Woodgate applied, would we take that or no?
No, I think Jared's got a beautiful girlfriend.
Oh, yes.
They live in Darwin.
Oh, very happy.
Wonderful.
He left the winery.
Oh, wow.
Yes, very happy.
Huge news.
And it was a while ago too, guys.
How was your DMs going, Mando?
Ooh.
Very quiet.
Really?
It's a bit upset.
That's flattening.
Yeah, it was really flattening.
Slide into her DMs, Melbourne.
By the way, Brittany and Baronia, yes, we've got your message there on the phones. Wants to hook Mando up with her brother, so that's something we can get to another time. But keep the DMs coming through.
Everybody talking about virtual trivia.
It's Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Before the song, we asked a trivia question and now we're going to give you the answer that could pocket you some cash.
What is Brad Pitt's real full name? It's William Bradley Pitt.
Remember that. We'll be asking the question tomorrow at 7 a.m.
It'll be easy cash. Good luck.
And don't forget to sign up for the Fox's virtual trivia for your chance to win 5K every Tuesday night. You can do it through the Fox app right now.
Well, MasterChef is back tonight and we just can't stop watching it. The new judges, they've all been on our show. We had Jock with his infamous appearance. Andy Allen, of course, has been on the show. We'll be watching it again tonight at 7:30. Melissa Leong is on the line, the only judge we haven't had on the show yet, and it's about time, don't you reckon, guys?
Melissa, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I can't wait to actually meet you guys in real life one day, but until then, COVID and over the phone.
Thank you.
Or Zoom.
Well, Melissa, we're loving the show.
We'll do,
you're doing a great job and we've just enjoyed this season thoroughly. And what I'm really looking forward to with tonight is tonight's episode is really going to reflect all the changes that came in post COVID-19 outbreak. So what are we going to see tonight? Like how did production get affected once all these restrictions came in?
Look, I think like everyone else in the world, when this hit,
nobody knew what was going on. So there was that degree of uncertainty in terms of, you know, will we be able to continue to finish this season? You know, this amazing ride that we've just started, and will we have to pause that? And we were so grateful that we have the opportunity to continue to film through that. But obviously things needed to be changed. Of course, being a food show, that means that, you know, hygiene is always at the top of people's minds anyway. So that bit was easy. It was more just the, you know, the social distancing part of things that is, you know, the right and responsible thing that we've all been doing to flatten the curve. And so it's hard not to high five and hug people. And, you know, when people are having a moment, you just want to go over and give them a hug, and you can't do that. So I guess for us, it was a bit more of a powerful moment where we have to, you know, find other ways, like using, you know, articulating ourselves a little bit better verbally to show people how we feel and to be able to be supportive to people.
Hey, Mel, coming in to MasterChef this year, you had big shoes to fill, and we obviously knew the guys and we're good friends with the guys that used to be the host, but you three have absolutely nailed it. It's actually really, really good show to watch. But I'm going to fast forward to next year. You've got the All-Stars on here. Since this COVID-19 pandemic, I started to cook more. More people at home are cooking. Imagine the people that are going to be nominating to be in a MasterChef next year. It'd be amazing.
That's it. Look, applications are still open, I believe, for next season. So if people are using this opportunity to cook and to get better at what they do, then bring it. I mean, it's really exciting to meet new people every season. And, you know, hopefully we have that, you know, that opportunity next season and the season after that. Who knows? But it is such a special part of, you know, all of this, is that we are all connected through food, and we tell our family history and our stories through what we cook. So
I'll
that's
be on
very
the celebrity one anyway, Byron.
Well, no, that's a fair point. No, you're a massive celebrity. Sorry about that. I'd go on the regular one.
You'd be the regular, yeah.
Continue.
Melissa, how long were you in actual lockdown? Like, where are you up to at the moment? Is this the bit where you tell us you've finished filming?
We're at the tail end. No, we're at the tail end of it all. So very close to the end. And, you know, we've just continued to work through. So we've been in, I guess, semi lockdown, because all I've been doing is being at work or at home. So it's nice to be able to have somewhere to go and to make something fun with some people that I've come to know and love a lot. And then, yeah, we've, you know, cast and crew, we all just go home and we keep ourselves safe so that we can continue to work.
How did you go with the food when obviously the pandemic hit? Because it was very hard to get to shops and buy produce. Did you guys struggle with that? Did it affect the outcome at all?
We have a tremendous food team behind us, so they, you know, they work with our sponsors to kind of get all of the produce that we need to cook with and all the rest of it. So that bit we've been fine with.
We needed those people for when we were struggling to get toilet paper. Anyway, Melissa, thank you so much. We'll obviously be watching tonight. It is 7:30 on 10. Should we just quickly, Fief? Obviously, she has shown so much professionalism this morning, as Andy did. Unfortunately, we can't say the same for Jock. I mean, should we just quickly play? Look, it was just...
I heard about that.
Look, this was a shame. Look, Jock, he was just very comfortable with us, you would say. And this is what happened on air, Melissa.
Stop looking at me that way, because I know that it means that I haven't done enough. And I'm like, well, you know.
Oh, hang on. Yeah, so.
Oh, Jock.
Good old Jock, huh?
Ever the loose cannon.
There he goes. It's, you know, that's why they're such a great team. They're all different people. We'll be watching tonight. See you, Melissa.
Thank you. Bye.
You're listening to edited highlights of Fifi, Feb and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To get the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch-Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
Feb, I've had a shocker over the weekend in terms of technology. It's like during lockdown, I've forgotten how to use my phone and when I send messages. So I did two things. One, I sent a photo. I had a gorgeous photo of Trixie and Daisy, and we were sitting up on Trixie's bunk. And Trixie had been doing to paint the picture, she'd actually been on a FaceTime call with the school. And when your kids are doing that and they're of a certain age, a parent's got to be present.
Yes.
So Trixie needed me to be there, but I was in the middle of feeding Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
So Trixie was on her call and I'm feeding Daisy. Mind you, even during the call, every time she went to move the camera, I'm like, no, not over to Mummy.
Yes.
Mummy's sitting here feeding.
Mummy has a boob out.
Yes. Anyway, I took this gorgeous photo of Trixie and Daisy smiling and laughing. And then I sent it out to send out a text to all my family when I've got cute photos to share of the girls. Anyway, I sent a photo, but I had my boob out. And I hadn't seen that in the photo, so that went round to my family, which was rather awkward.
Right.
Show us.
Well, no, I don't need to show
that's
you.
Just, no, that's not what, that's a, no.
It's just sometimes when you're just flicking, sending photos
family,
or posting photos, and you're not going to get that one.
I'm part of the family.
Uncle Brendan.
Then I was, I did have a friend I hadn't spoken to for a while and said, how's Daisy going? Now, he's not on Instagram. And I said, oh, I'll send you some photos.
Uh-oh.
But have you noticed when you select, sometimes you select photos to share, you can accidentally select too many. When I've then gone to text and send them, it was as they were sending and I could see, you know how the green bar or the blue bar shows as they're going?
Halfway through, yeah.
It showed me what I'd added about 8 photos I hadn't meant to add.
Oh, no.
But they were unfortunately, I'd been doing that thing where you're taking a selfie and I was looking at how unflattering, how many chins have I got when I do that camera, that angle. They were just like me mucking around on my camera and I've just sent them to this friend. Like the ugliest photos of me you could ever imagine.
Is it a female or a male?
A male friend.
Wow.
But
who is this friend
to,
you're sending
I didn't even
to?
Know what to say to him though, because what he's ended up with is probably about 5 photos of Daisy because he's said, how's Daisy? And then about 8 photos of me, of like selfies of myself. not even like filtered ones.
No.
Like he wouldn't, he might go, oh, okay, yeah, there's Fee, just wanted to show me how good she's looking in ISO. Gee, what's happened to her in ISO? And why is she sharing that with me?
That's a cute story, but let's backtrack a little bit.
Yep.
Who's the friend?
Just a friend.
Can't just have a male friend.
I've got lots of male friends.
Who's his male friend?
I've got lots of male friends.
I don't think you do.
I message you. I send texts to you all the time.
You're not sending me photos.
Okay.
If you said to me, can I see
Byron, you could jump on board with me, bro. There's something going on here.
It's possible to have a friend that's a male.
When has she ever mentioned a male friend? She wants us to know. What's happening?
I don't. I seriously, if you said to me, Fee, I'm not on social media, Daisy's nearly 1, what does she look like now? I'd send you a photo. I'd send you a couple. That's all it was.
God.
You're digging. You're going into
You're not on your phone as much anymore. Something's happening.
Don't you think I'd be on my phone more if there was something going on?
Not if someone's bringing flowers over.
By the way, something's allowed to
I'm
go
alone
on. I mean, she's
in
allowed.
ISO.
If you found happiness with someone, we're very happy
she's
for you.
To tell us, mate.
Yeah, but Fev, this is where genders are divided. Any woman listening who's got a 10-month-old and a 7-year-old would know. No, there's nothing going on.
Mm.
There is nothing going on.
Well, it's up to
you're
you
fishing
to
in the wrong
share
area.
With us when you're ready.
I reckon the hook's got some bait on it.
Anyway. I am a tired mum. It's all good.
Coming up in the 8:30 news, about 6:30 this morning, and we even had eyewitness accounts.
It's Jared Woodgate!
About 6:30 this morning, by the way, we had eyewitness accounts of a flash of light above Melbourne. Now, we've got the details on exactly what that was in the news.
It was Fee's friend getting out of bloody wherever she lives real quick.
In minutes.
Underworks extra warm winter socks from all leading retailers. Underworks, the number wonder down under for winter socks.